BookBeat is looking at mystery and detective fiction this week. I'm Don Swaim. Mystery fans abound, and many have organized themselves. For example, Judy Freeman is the guiding spirit behind the Maltese Falcon Society.
We wanted a name that would tell people we were a mystery fan club. And most people are familiar with the Maltese Falcon from the film, which is constantly being rerun in revival houses as well as on television.
Dashiell Hammett was the creator of Sam Spade in The Maltese Falcon. Judy Freeman recalls Hammett's longtime relationship with playwright Lillian Hellman and his battle with congressional investigators during the Red Scares of the 50s. But
it's his writing which I find the most fascinating. He was one of the founders of a style known as the hard-boiled detective novel.
Hammett started producing stories for the pulps, but strangely, his total output was not that great.
He wrote five novels, starting with Red Harvest, The Dane Curse, The Maltese Falcon, The Thin Man, which was his last one, and there's one, oh yes, The Glass Key, which I think is the most fascinating.
Why did Hammett stop writing?
Some say that he just burned himself out and he had nothing more to say. Others say that he did continue to write, but he never published anything because he was trying to get perfection in something that he never felt he could achieve.
The Maltese Falcon Society organizes walking tours of Hammett's haunts in New York.
Most people associate him exclusively with San Francisco. Not true. Only two of his books were really situated there, although a lot of his short stories were. The Thin Man takes place in New York. Hammett spent a great deal of his time in New York. He wrote great parts of The Thin Man here in New York City.
Judy Freeman says the 20 or 40 people in the Maltese Falcon Society meet monthly to hash over not only Sam Spade and Nick and Nora Charles, but other favorites such as The Shadow and Charlie Chan. Incidentally, they meet at a West 26th Street hangout popular with mystery buffs, Bogies. I'm Don Swaim with BookBeat.